as well.
You made it. Awesome. Now, I heard from a little bird that you are in charge of, like, the marketing. You're the VP of marketing, or you take care of maybe any of the Asian marketing connection, or build a bridge to the Asian marketing audience.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And I just out of curiosity, you know, I love the stuff on your site and what you're doing. You know, I would think that, you know, you either want to or are catering to an Asian audience.
Yes. Well, we are trying to cater more. We want to get more Asian clients. Quite a few of ours are, but that's definitely on the direction that we're going to.
Cool, cool. And so your interior design, you do that, like, all over Greater Vancouver, could be West Vancouver, anywhere that the client takes.
Yeah, a lot of new builds in Surrey, like, pretty well all over.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Awesome. And, you know, the reason why I'm inquiring is that, you know, we're a company called Evil Nut Creative, and we work with real estate building companies. We work with interior design companies. We work with any type of organization that wants to reach an Asian audience, because we offer everything you need to communicate with Chinese consumers through digital marketing channels in Vancouver.
So you bridge that gap for us.
You got it, man. And that's all we do. Is that in, you know, from the research I've done, I wanted you to say it, but you definitely want to increase your relationship in the Asian market.
Absolutely.
Sweet, sweet. So there's two things that are going on. We just launched a brand new online social media Asian Chinese marketing solution. It's a social media solution called Pinmo. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but you're familiar with WeChat in China?
Yes.
Cool.
One of our designers here, he is Chinese, so he uses WeChat a lot to communicate with our Chinese clients.
Yeah.
So we're familiar with it from that aspect, but not like firsthand.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm a born and bred Vancouver boy, and I've learned because I'm a partner in this company. But, like, I didn't even know about WeChat.
Oh, it's huge.
Like, in China, it's called an intranet, not an internet, because in China they control the news and information that goes on in China, and they only want what goes on in the China. You know, so WeChat is got 1.1 billion users in China. But also, there's 3 million people in Canada that use it, and 600,000 in the Lower Mainland.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. Like, when Calvin, the designer who was kind of explaining it to me, I just, like, couldn't believe that this existed and that I didn't realize it.
Exactly. But, you know, like, what is interesting is that they use it like 10 times a day, 2 hours a day, 1.5 hours a day minimum. And I don't know if you're, you know, the WeChat is a super app. Like, it's not just...
It's everything.
It's everything. Yeah, it's just totally everything,
like,
right? So I'm glad you...
Message meets Twitter meets news meets everything.
Exactly. It's crazy. So we have a relationship with WeChat, and we've got... our founder went to China, and our entire company is entirely, you know, Asian and Chinese. So our founder went to Asia, developed a partnership with WeChat, and we now have full access to the user behavior and purchasing data of WeChat. So, you know, Facebook marketing, you can drill down onto user demographics and socio demographics of a target, and then your ad would appear on their feed, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
So you can just, exactly like what I say to people, you can zone in on, like, one-legged circus clowns that love Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Yeah.
Scrunch chips in them, or, you know, whatever, right? I mean, it could be anything.
You can be as specific as you want.
Exactly. So the Pinmo, like, what we've done is we're now working with WeChat. We got access to all the user behavior. We have 600,000 people in the Lower Mainland, so we can target the potential consumer with the highest degree of accuracy. So we've just...
We're not wasting our advertising money.
Precisely. Yeah, just exactly. So we've developed this platform that integrates into WeChat, and, you know, you can run ads, it can be text, it can be visual, it could be video, it can be pictures. And then they click on your link, which goes to a landing page, and then that moves forward to a conversion to come in and buy, phone call, or buy coupon.
Okay.
So we've developed a high converting landing pages that are getting, like, it was 2 weeks ago, a 4.8% return. It's now getting a 10% return. Meaning, for every 100 people that are clicking on the ad in the Greater Lower Mainland, 10 are buying. New clients are getting a 480% return on investment. And these are completely unheard of, right? So whether you want to, you know, target Chinese, Asian consumers in Vancouver or even China directly, we can help you build your brand to reach that Chinese audience. And we really just, you know, wanted to tantalize you and show you what we've done and show you an online quick 10-minute web demo maybe next week, just right over the internet. There's no commitment or obligation at all, and show you how we could increase your reach into the Asian Chinese consumer market in Vancouver by 100 to 300%.
That definitely sounds like something we're interested in. We can put something in the calendar.
Oh, that'd be great.
Next week, if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to do, and I'm looking at maybe Tuesday would be the best day, the 17th, or Wednesday the 18th, at any time you desire. If you want to do it early in the morning, great. Or
How about we say Tuesday?
Sure.
At 1 o'clock.
Okay. Great. 1 o'clock. That's awesome. And if you could be so kind, Alina, why don't you give me your email, and I'll send her a meeting invitation and a couple PDFs on what we're doing.
Fantastic. So it's marketing@beyondbeige.com.
Okay. Excellent.
And then I'll just accept that meeting, and then we can chat on Tuesday.
Awesome. And beige, yeah, I've got that right here. Okay, cool. You know, why did you call it Beyond Beige? I love that term.
It's the name my boss came up with back when she thought, like, I think it was based off of a project she did when she was in design school, and it just kind of stuck.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Yeah,
I love
it. Great.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what rhymes with yellow? I mean, what rhymes with orange?
Yeah.
You got to think about that one. Okay, cool. This is great. Thank you so very much for being an open-minded lady, and have a wonderful, relaxing weekend, and we'll meet you online on Tuesday.
Perfect. You as well.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. That sucked.
Nobody heard it.